Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Someone's texted in, Rob, saying that it's got a bit of you doing karaoke vibe, that Yazoo cover.
Oh, in my dreams. I wish I was that good.
How are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is good to hear.
Right, what I'm doing today is I want a couple of updates on a couple of stories I talked about last year.
Cool.
Which is a bit mad, really. But firstly, do you remember I mentioned, now I did mention this in November, and it was, is that a house on the moon story?
Oh, yes. Just refresh our memory on that one there.
I don't remember this.
China's lunar rover photographed a rock that was about 100 k's away in an area known as Von Karman Crater. For some unknown reason, I don't know why, but someone said it's a house.
Right.
Right. Now, first thing, it didn't look anything like a house.
Looked like a rock, yeah.
If you can see a house from 100 k away, don't go there, because that's a big, it's big people live in that house. You're supposed to be clever people. Anyway, they get there, and they're in for a shock. It's not a house, it's a rock.
Right.
But they're saying it looks like a rabbit.
Okay, so they've said, okay, no, we were wrong.
Do you know what? Yeah, we made a right ricket here. It's not a house. It's stupid to think of that anyway. It's a rabbit.
It's a rabbit.
Easy mistake.
You know, though, I do love when you see a rock formation that does look distinctly like an animal. That's one of those things that's just like a pure joy in life. Yeah. I saw.
How often has that happened to you?
Well, in the holidays, this is my story. In the holidays, I saw a rock that's called Elephant Rock, and it looks so much like an elephant.
Yeah.
It's got a tusk. It's got an eye, it's got a trunk, it's got an ear.
Oh, no, I know the rock you're talking about.
It was great. So
yes.
We love a good animal-shaped rock.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go, you wouldn't put it in the papers. Yeah, Rachel, breakfast host, sees an elephant. Do you know what I mean?
No, probably not. There's probably multiple reasons why that wouldn't make the paper, I would say.
So and you know, the amazing thing is, I read the article about it, they were disappointed when it wasn't a house.
Well, funnily
enough,
why
are these people in this job? What's wrong with them?
I've got to say, though, imagine if it was a house, if they'd got there and it turned out to be a giant house on the moon. You'd feel pretty foolish then, wouldn't you, Rob?
Yeah, but that's change everything.
Not going to happen, is it? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, this is...
Good update.
I've got another update, but this is a little story I read today that some scientists up for me. Not all of them, because some of them do real good things.
Some of them are awesome. We love them.
A new investigation...
Most of them.
...into a creature hailed as the world's first four-legged snake. A study published in 2015 claimed a 120-million-year-old fossil discovered in Brazil was the first snake to have more than two limbs. But scientists in Canada doubted the findings and did their own study of the fossil, and it's a lizard.
Yeah.
I was going to say, isn't a snake with legs just a lizard? But,
yeah.
I mean, someone's going to text in now and tell me scientifically how they differ.
There are actually some snakes with two little legs. I think they call them lawyers. No. Oh, wow. I can't believe I just said that.
Oh my God.
No. It was all part of their evolution to become other things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, this is interesting, though. What is the difference? I mean, I'm sure there is a difference. I don't know it, but what is the actual difference between a snake with legs and a lizard?
Someone, six legs, eight legs. Six legs, eight legs.
Yeah, here we go.
Someone will know. Text in.
But, you know, scientists, like, what do you get up to? Do you know what I mean?
I do quite like the idea that someone's like, my PhD was in proving that that was actually a lizard.
But apparently, if you get any fossils from Brazil, they're all a bit dodgy.
Oh.
Apparently, there's a little
bit. Any fossil.
Not all fossils, because you're not. Someone bought it from Brazil, and you're not. They're not allowed to sell things like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a bit dodgy.
So, you know, just good for you, scientists love them.
I'm imagining someone opening the back of a truck and being like, anyone like a fossil? Got some nice cheap fossils.
No, under your jacket. Oh, John, got some nice snake fossils here.
This one's got four legs.
Yeah.
Come and check it out. Promise
this fossil's actually a house.
I promise it's legit.
It looks like a rabbit.
oh, my God.
Right, now, finally, do you remember the Hamilton's supposedly largest potato in the world?
We've done a few big vegetable stories. Remind us about this one.
Well, this was in Hamilton. They dug up this potato. It's supposedly the biggest potato in the world.
This is Hamilton, New Zealand.
This is Hamilton, New Zealand. The people that got it were taking it out for trips and all that, showing it around the town because there's nothing to do in Hamilton.
Taking it on tour.
Yeah, on tour. They're going to turn it into vodka and stuff like that. Anyway, some of it's been sent to Scotland for DNA testing. The Guinness Book of Records wants proof it's an actual potato. Well, I think it's like tofu or whale or something.
A house.
I mean, yeah, or a house.
So hang on. So the Guinness World Record is not letting them have it until they've proven it's a potato.
DNA test it. It's like, what's going on?
I reckon that when you're a kid, working for the Guinness World Records one of those awesome jobs you look up to. And I think as an adult, I still think it would be great to do that job because you just get to be like, what are you up to today? Oh, well, I'm actually just going to test this giant potato to check it is a potato.
Yeah. I don't know why they've got to do that. I think the biggest one come from Scotland or something and they're up in arms about it. But again,
do like their potatoes over there.
Yep.
So apparently the snake lizard thing goes both ways because someone said last time they were at the zoo they had a legless lizard, which is not a snake.
Well, it was drunk. What do you mean? Legless.
Slithering down the hill.
I don't know.
I do remember.
Okay, so now we need to know what differentiates a lizard from a snake.
Okay.
Because apparently it's not legs.
That's this morning's homework, is to find out what is the difference. I thought it was just legs, but.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think so, but.
So there you go.
Someone listening will know, and I'm hoping
the
they'll text us
just so
because
clever.
Then we don't have to Google it.
Yeah.
So if someone does know, what is the difference between a snake and a lizard that's not legs, please tell us.
Could it be teeth?
Oh, babies. snakes. Do snakes have it? No, snakes don't lay eggs, do they? Do they?
Yeah, they do. Snakes have eggs.
The lizards just have baby lizards, like little miniature lizards.
No, then they'd be a mammal, wouldn't they?
Oh, I don't know.
It's been a long time since we did science at school, evidently.
Let's stop this now because we're going down all sorts of rabbit holes. Well, that's it.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
That's not entirely it, though, because you have...